This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Go back, take the Coast Highway, north or south.
What's the point? We might as well get out here. There's no one around.
This time of year? Of course not. It might start raining again. You want your coat?
No. Taste that salt air.
The sea. I see the sea. You ever think the word sea doesn't have the letter C in it? I see no C's in sea. And the word I, as in the organ we see with, I has no I's in it.
You find that interesting?
I find it profound. No other word that sounds like a letter is like that, where it excludes the letter. And C and I each have two such words.
What about you?
Me?
The letter U.
Y-O...
As in yew tree, or a female lamb.
You're right. You've just expanded my universe. You and the letter U. Do yews eat leaves off of yews?
Listen to you. You're reverting back to Sesame Street or something.
Sesame Street. I was too old for that stuff.
But you're reverting back to something. It's the ocean that's doing it. Waves unceasing wash up upon the shore and back again. The ocean, where all life began.
And perhaps where it all ends. Once everything melts down, when all the glaciers are gone, it will be oceans and a few islands. Islands that were once the Himalayas, the Andes, the Rockies.
Look at it. Vast, endless, mysterious. The waves roll up towards us and then back away. It's like the sea beckons with the waves. Come back to me. Come back into me. Come back into me. Like a hand held out and then pulled back over and over. That's what the ocean is telling us. Come back into me. Come back into the sea.
Come back? But you've never been here before. This is the first time you've seen it.
No, but it's where we all came from. We all came from the sea.
That was a hell of a long time ago, when we crawled out of the sea. I don't even know if it was millions or billions of years ago. Numbers of that magnitude become a meaningless infinity of years and eons.
No, it wasn't so long ago. The womb is a sea. The pulsing of blood like the rhythm of waves. The brine of the fluids. That's what I mean when I say we came out of a sea. From a one-celled creature evolving into something that emerges onto land, crawling and then walking. Evolution is replicated with every birth.
I never thought of it that way.
And now the waves are calling us back into the ocean's vast womb.
A womb tomb, I'd call it.
And life goes on, and the waves never cease rolling into the beach and back out again.
Continuous rhythmic cycle. Within the longer cycle of the tides, moving in and out. Closing in on the land and then receding again.
So much water, and yet it cannot quench our thirst.
Depends on what you thirst for, my dear.
The sea is a monster. It wants to break free of its ice bounds. With each glacier melt, it grows stronger with rising waters. It wants to destroy our largest cities and pull us back in where we came from. It has all eternity to await its victory, and we, such blind fools, with our greed and ignorance, we hasten that fatal day.
You and I won't be around that much longer to see the worst of it.
The worst of it? Will there be any better of it? I think each generation will reach our place and say the same words. We won't be around for the worst of it. As the nightmare ratchets up to the next level of ever more violent storms and severe droughts and mass starvations. And the people who survive will know that as bad as it is, it will only get worse.
And think of the human reaction. Like rats in confinement, with the walls closing in, and an ever smaller piece of cheese to feed on. It won't be a very nice world in the future, I should think.
And when you think it's as bad as it can possibly be, the suffering, the misery, I don't think we're ready for this.
I'm certainly not.
I don't mean you and me. I mean humanity. 100 years from now, 200, 500.
By then, civilizations will have crumbled, and humans will devolve into wild apes. Then evolution will reverse further. Conditions will become so inhospitable, and all life on land will become extinct, and eventually in the oceans, too. Mammals, birds, reptiles, many more advanced species will go first. Then insects, bugs, spiders, until all that remains are microbes, viri.
I think the word is viruses.
Amoebas, other one-celled creatures. And then the world reverts back to what it once was, a vast sea. And then trillions of years later, after the toxins and poisons have finally settled into the depths and leached into pockets out of the way of the air and the water, then perhaps life has a slight chance to begin anew. Or perhaps not. We won't be there to see it, so we'll never know.
I suppose not.
I wish I could see a point to this.
To what?
I don't know. Life. None of it makes sense. Except the sea.
Yes, the sea. It never stops. Is it coming closer to us?
I don't know. I think today's paper is in the car. It has the tide schedule. Want me to get it?
You don't have to. We'll know soon enough. Look at it. Soon the sun will go down beyond it, and darkness will be here again.
And then what?
And then what? What do you mean?
What will we do when night falls?
I don't know. Go back to the car, I suppose.
I don't like the darkness. It gets dark early this time of year.
When it gets dark, we'll sit in the car and listen to the sea.
I feel like we're lost out here. Lost and forgotten.
Not forgotten. One cannot forget what one never knew. And you and I are the only ones who know we're here. And we're not lost if we know where we are.
Just because we know where we are on a map doesn't mean we're not lost.
Sure. You also have to know where you are in your head.
And when it's dark, we can't see. Our conscious, our awareness is what we see. The other senses are periphery. It's sight that determines how we conceive ourselves and the world.
Yes. That's why the word I, as in me, is the same as the word I, as in eyeball. The eyes we use to perceive the world is the same word as capital I, first person singular.
Now you're the one getting all Sesame Street on me.
No, Sesame. You want to go somewhere else? Find a place to spend the night?
I don't know. I don't think there is anywhere else. Just the sea at the end of the world.
Just the sea, and you, and me.
And they continue to sit on the beach as the waves continue to roll up on the sand and back out again into the vastness of the ocean. In the waning light, we see their shapes against the horizon of dark sea and overcast sky. It will soon be night, and that is how we end this audio drama. The Unceasing Sea, performed by
Conch,
Kirsten,
and I'm Noah as the narrator. The Unceasing Sea was written, directed, and produced by Rolf Semperbon for the Ubu Hour on KABU Community Radio.
Tuned to the Ubu Hour.
Radio Theater!
Up next, we have an exciting segment for you as we bring you the Battle of the Membership Drive Pitchers. Before we begin, I must reveal to you some secrets of our fundraising efforts. Secrets that most shows on nonprofit radio stations will not tell you. The people who asked you for money during the drive are called pitchers. These fearless individuals who volunteer their time and energy to help out this nonprofit radio station are the beating heart that keeps the radio station alive. They are asking for your money because they know how vital your support of this radio station is. Unlike a certain other nonprofit radio and television network who pays professional hacks to do their fundraising, our fundraisers, our pitchers, do not get paid. They do not benefit personally from your financial contributions to this radio station. That is why we honor them now in an Ubu Hour exclusive Battle of the Membership Drive Pitchers.
800-500-5266 and become a member if you're not a member already, or to renew your membership if you are an existing member. Us coming together as a community, and
we want to say thank you.
And they're on the field. Listen to that pitching. God, I'm speechless. I cannot describe what I'm watching here today.
I can show you a thanks for the terrific work by calling us at 877-500-5266.
And this program, it's open to the local, national, and international issues that range from poverty in Portland to politics in Africa. And such programming, in the last few months, they've had epidemic.
There is no us coming together as a community and chipping
this
in a little bit.
This is an exciting contest. This is the various membership drive pitchers. You bear wits and words. Stick together to do the right thing.
Some Comandante level.
Take your pills.
$20 a month.
Wearing a ski mask. Yeah.
And that's because I'm paid to
do this. Hi, this is Dave Moss. I'm here with Kings and the Celeste. Just mentioned we're going to talk about
your swings and misses.
And that's worked out very nicely for me. I just
for you to join us as part of my life. I know how valuable this is to being a stakeholder.
We know
so,
that a significant percentage of people listening to the station
to support that sort of program by calling 877-500-5266.
That we are absolutely, positively, completely dependent on the
It's a swing! It's a swing for the members!
Jump on that bandwagon,
steer
it for Valis,
if you're
in Eugene. Get
excited about this. This is a lot of fun. This is important for what we're doing. We've been doing it for 45 years.
Yeah, look, folks, it is an exciting moment. It is an exciting moment. When you put your money where
right
you're
now,
listening,
you?
Where your ear is,
and
we need you. We need you to do that because you need
the battle of the pitchers.
All the phones ringing. The phones are not ringing.
Come
sure
on by the radio
station. We
have
to get a comfortable
word.
What's that? Is that a phone I hear in the background?
This is a lot of fun. This is important. What we're doing. We've been doing it for 145 years. Wow. But look at the way they use their wits and words to get you to do the right thing. 877-500-5266.
That's 877-500-5266. Put that split down and, come on. 877-500-5266.
Oh, .fm, look for the tip jar on the upper right portion of the screen, and you're in business. Thank you right now, and dial 877-500-5266. Go to the tip jar online at kbo.fm.
So we're encouraging you to dial.
Where do you hear this time of radio programming?
Community radio in Portland is so important. It must stay intact. And
any bit of it is going to be stretched.
Because of your response, we want to say thank you.
Get your swings and misses!
And to chip down, hold against the Dolphins every 22.
I am asking you to help us reach the goal. We need $440 more. That's all. And as a matter of fact, if we get it sold, then I can just walk
the Ubu Hour
so that we will know that you have support for this amazing program. Or you can dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And donate right now.
Usually there's the barest of threads connecting our non sequiturs to our conversation, but that one's floating off on its own.
I believe I have a fever.
It's you and Julie Andrews floating in the nether.
Oh, would that it were so. All right, 877-500-5266.
You know, you can also give us a call here at 800. Pardon me, 877-500-5266. That's our toll-free number here into the membership drive where we have our operators.
Online, kbo.fm.
Now, we do just what Lisa does here, Joe and I, on Tuesday mornings.
Yeah, but
not as gracefully, nor as intelligently, nor as wittily as Lisa does.
Yeah. That's my mother calling.
That's Lisa's mother calling.
This is an exciting contest as the various membership drive pitchers use their wits and words to get you to do the right thing.
Decide how much money you'd like to donate.
877-500-5266 and becoming a...
increments that are taken out of your bank account, $10 a month, you can get KBOO 4 gigabytes.
it's a swing! It's a swing for the members!
We have all the time. Fabulous. And, you know, if you are in Vancouver, if you are outside of the Portland metro area, then please give us a call.
Or go online at kboo.fm or come on down here at 20 Southeast Gate.
Okay, let's go.
All
right, that was a great play by pitcher number three.
But you need to give us a call right now. It's 877-500-5266.
Consequently, we now have so we'd like to go back to this music right now and have
it's amazing to hear the quality of pitching we're hearing on the field today. Oh God, is it amazing?
We
are part of a community.
You will make a where else is that media conversation going to be interspersed with juvenile humor?
Right here on KBOO. Thanks a lot for pitching in.
And I think they're going to go for the. Are they going for the guilt play?
Thank you, Carlos and Will, and thank you everyone out there listening. You know, we love that you listen.
No, they're not going for the guilt play. No, that's it.
They're going for the warm and fuzzy.
This is just awful. I've seen better pitchers in a dive bar.
Or if you need just a little more detail about something that's not on the air right now, you can find it. And you can even find...
Wait! Coming out of the dugout, here's a fresh face, a fresh voice, straight from the pitch training workshop. What will we see from this rookie?
That's some fabulous there. You obviously can tell they're not got the experience of the experienced pitchers who've been doing this for many, many years, but they are still showing them. They're still proving ground and still are able to.
Just so that you know, whenever you renew your membership or you just become a new member, that allows you to be a voting participant.
There's a lot of excitement down here.
It costs this station about $2,000 a day, give or take a little bit. That sustaining membership of $120 amounts to
$30,000.
The battle of the pitchers!
It looks like it was locally made here, probably somewhere in the West. And the author, Clint Horner, he's coming out of San Francisco, as we have to say.
Will the listener stay tuned or will they turn the dial? That depends on the quality of the pitch.
Will listeners stay tuned, or will they switch to another station? Stay tuned to find out.
Here in the battle of the membership drive pitchers. Stay tuned, as a little later we bring you the winner of today's exciting contest. Battle of the membership drive pitchers.
You are listening to the Ubu Hour.
Radio Theater!
Shane, what the fuck?
I was shaving and the thing flew off!
Oh my God! Jesus, look at your head!
Inhale.
count of five. Inhale. With me, stay with me. I'll teach you how to breathe. Inhale. Two, three, four, five. Hold. Two, three, four, five. Imagine you're blowing on your... That's very good. I told you there would be a change.
Good morning.
Good morning, that you're in a new phase. I admitted you yesterday.
I'm thinking, but I'm afraid.
Of what?
Can't I just be afraid without a definite object?
I admitted you yesterday.
There's something in the room, something like...
Calmly, quietly.
Like a cat, only it can speak. It gets into bed with me.
That's very good. I told you there would be a change.
Last night, it suddenly whispered something in my ear. I couldn't hear what.
Calmly.
But then...
Follow me. Do it with me. Inhale. Inhale on a count of five. Inhale, two.
I felt it against my back.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Something. I'll teach you how to breathe.
Slimy, like...
Inhale.
Two. Like...
Calmly. Just...
Like some kind of a mollusk.
Follow me. Do it with me.
Moving against my back.
Inhale on a count of five.
But when I...
Inhale.
When I turned around, there was nothing there.
You felt it against
Stay
your back.
With me. Stay with me. I'm going to teach
yes.
you how to breathe.
Are you naked?
Two, three, four, five.
I was.
Hold.
Were you masturbating?
Two, three, four, five. Exhale. Two, three, four. Good. Imagine...
Were you masturbating?
Imagine you.
Were you masturbating?
Thistle blooms.
You felt it against your back.
Calmly, quietly.
Yes.
Were you naked?
Yes, that's good. That's good.
You felt it against your back.
Yes.
Were you naked?
I was.
Were you masturbating? Felt it against your back.
Yes.
Were you naked? Were you naked? Were you naked?
This won't do.
I was.
Were you masturbating?
Stupidest thing I could do to you.
Were you masturbating?
If you can't tell me.
Were you masturbating?
What you're afraid of? Maybe it would be easier for you to tell me where you're afraid. Where would you feel most exposed?
There's something in the room, something like...
Tell me about the first time you can remember being beaten by your father.
It's about a four. And broken in your plate or... Yes. And he told me to go into the little room and take my clothes off, and then he came in and
Oh.
disattivare le telecamere.
这辈子，我能拥有一个。索尼亚，来了，雪龙归来了，雪龙胖婶奔着来呢。
Tell me about the first time you can remember being beaten by your father.
I suppose it was... It's about a four. And broken in... played or... Yes.
Questa mettetela in verticale.
Told me... to go into the little room and...
Quanti pezzi ancora lassù?
Solo roba piccola.
Take my clothes off and then...
Ho detto in verticale. Tu dagli una mano.
He came in and... spanked me and then I...
What's what do?
I was just so... frightened. I went myself and then he...
What's what do?
He hit me again.
Stupidest thing ever.
And then and I...
That first time.
If you can't tell
me. How did you feel about what was happening? Would you repeat that, please? I couldn't quite hear.
I liked it. It excited me.
And did you continue to like it?
Yes! Yes!
I'm out for
you! For long, you know me. You just have to... to say to me to go to the little room and I would...
Amanda! You误会了!
To say to me to go to the little room and I would... I would start to get wet. I think to my brothers are even just threatened that it was enough. I'd have to go down and I wanted to lie down and touch myself. Like they're at school, anything would set it off and. Any kind of humiliation. I looked for any humiliation, even here. I mean, you hit my coat with your stick. I had to come back right away. I was so excited.
Yeah!
for me. Vile. Filthy and corrupt. I must never be let out of here.
Chaos, balance.
You're in way over your head. I think this through. You've been out of control since you've arrived. You need to cut him.
What are you doing?
Look.
I don't want to.
I could.
I don't want to. You're in way over your head.
I don't believe you.
Think this through.
I don't believe you.
You've been out of control since you've arrived.
I don't fucking believe you.
Tell me about the first time you can remember being beaten by your father.
What?
Hit me so it hurts.
That first time, how did you feel about what was happening?
No.
Hit me, please.
Would you repeat that, please? I couldn't quite hear.
Hit me.
How did you feel about what was happening?
Hit me so it hurts.
Would you repeat that, please? I couldn't quite hear.
Hit me, please.
Tell me about the first time you can remember being beaten by your father. Would you repeat that, please? I couldn't quite hear.
I don't want to.
Spanked me and then I can.
I thought there was no danger, and then I grew panicky. It was like a nightmare.
Stop that door.
What's happening? Where are you taking me?
You can't leave me! I won't! No, I won't! I won't! I did! I won't!
What's happening? Where are you taking me? What's happening? Where are you taking me? What's happening? Where are you taking me?
You're in there over your head.
I don't believe you.
Think this through.
I don't believe you.
You've been out of control since you've arrived.
I don't fucking believe you.
And then I could panic. It was like a nightmare.
What's your name?
Scott.
And then I panicked. It was like a nightmare.
You're in way over your head. Think this through. You've been out of control since you've arrived.
What are we going to
do? I was just thinking there could be one other possibility. You're in way over your head.
I don't believe you.
Think this through.
I don't believe you!
You've been out of control since you've arrived.
I don't fucking believe you!
I'll kill you.
Good morning.
Do you doubt anything I've said? Do you doubt what's in the reports that have followed me around all my life? What do they say? If you had to sum it up.
I admitted you yesterday.
They say I'm insane. No, it's okay. You can nod, because it's true. I am insane.
That first time.
Nod.
How did you feel about what was happening?
I know it's going to be hard for you to abide by my rules.
You're in way over your head.
So I'm going to make it easier for you.
Think this through. You've been out of control since you've arrived. You need to cut here.
I've never done this before, and there will be blood.
What's happening?
Where are you
taking
me?
These people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at you now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
And this is insane. I mean, these people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at you now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
And this is insane. I mean, these people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at you now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
And this is insane. I mean, these people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at him now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
This is insane. I mean, these people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at him now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
This is insane. I mean, these people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at him now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
This is insane. I mean, these people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at him now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
This is insane. I mean, these people. I mean, it wasn't an accident.
No one's shooting at him now.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is a bad idea.
Why?
My family's impossible. That's why the company's such a mess. I apologize for my mother's behavior. Stay
with me. I'm used to it.
There's nothing to do with you. It's between her and Edric.
Something R-I-S.
Carpentry.
Special Ubu Hour. It's now nearly midnight, so now is your last chance to call with your support.
That's right. Time is running out. We need you to make that call now. I'm sure you know what the numbers are by now, but if you don't...
It's time now to call
1-877-500-5266.
That number's 1-877-500-5266. Hey, listeners.
Or you can dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And donate right, blah, 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 right now.
666. What number?
No, we're not doing that.
You are tuned to the Ubu Hour.
Radio Theater!
And we return now to the thrilling conclusion of Battle of the... Battle of the Membership Drive Pitchers!
This is true, but we've got some wonderful volunteers that would really, you know, be sad if they didn't get a call.
Right,
and they didn't
yeah,
get
that's
to
right. You know, call in. Be like Tim from Gresham, who just renewed his membership.
Thank you, Tim.
Or Ed, who's from Southwest Portland.
Who also
For that, that level of commitment to KBOO, we will send you, and we like to argue, we like to disagree with each other.
Oh, wait! Are they going to the playbook? They're going to the playbook for the tried and true pitch!
Calling 1-877-500-5266. Going to our website.
It's so important that you do, and we have a modest goal for Chris Hedges.
Great pass, and Justin bringing out the big gilt guns. He's been on the DL all season, and he's back with a vengeance. Thank you.
We're not paying our volunteers who are sitting here answering the phone. We're making our
these what these rookies lack in experience and know-how, they more than make up in heart
and enthusiasm.
These kids have got real moxie. Just listen to them.
Maybe it can be a high
That's right. Right, some of these pitchers coming up from the minors, the double A's, they've been in training camp in Florida all winter, and now they're ready to show their stuff.
And multiply that by what you think is the smallest amount you can give. And then
it's 877-500-5266. And if you call us right now, for just a $60 pledge, you can get this book, Frankenstein's Cat. And a truly, just, I mean, who else is covering the subject? I haven't heard anything else that says
it. It's a scumball! Will there be dead air? Will there be dead air? They're going to the phone number! They're trying to through the phone number! Picking it up off the field!
That is a classic play, going straight to the phone number. These kids really know what they're doing, and they have, fortunately, you know, we have Ani Haynes, who pairs these people up in a very smooth and intelligent and sophisticated and thoughtful way. What a lineup we have tonight!
And starts when you call 877-500-5266. You are a discriminating and discerning radio and electronic media in general consumer.
1-877-500-5266 and be one of the be counted.
Yeah, and he forgot to mention the poster contest. He's got to be kicking himself for that one.
Oh yeah, God.
Oh wait, there goes.
These are the folks that have donated food.
They're thanking the restaurants, but will they describe the food? We know that's a penalty for describing the food.
Now you could do that.
Easy for you to say.
Does that match up and actually make sense?
Well, you have
we'll talk about it.
Long
we'll
enough.
Talk.
It is time
right
to
after we realize.
And remember, you can't pronounce FCC either.
Well, we can right now because it's after 10 o'clock.
This is exactly what you want to unleash this in the universe.
This is what you need to be active and informed and involved.
In fact, anytime I get anything, I send it to your mom.
She'd love to hear from you. But yeah, this is our Happy KBOO membership drive. Listen, people, I mean, we need people to step up.
Jody's not exaggerating. Just the diversity of music alone is staggering. I don't think you're going to find a better slate of music programming on the West Coast, if not in the entire nation.
Swedish.
Well, I
you're Swedish.
Hardcore.
As long as you're able to log in. And at that same website, you're able to...
The Battle of the Pitchers!
Persian music.
Persian music. And,
it goes on and on.
The put your money
dead.
To work as well.
The Grateful Dead who will not die.
Speaking of at the altar of Mammon, it is all here for
everything
you.
Everything is welcome.
And
everything is going to go a very long way. Kabu does a really good job of extending any of the membership dollars.
I want to thank some of our local supporters here. Sustained and ready to take your call right now at 877-500-5266.
And I was reminded yesterday when
it's a swing! It's a swing for the members!
Yours for your $60 contribution to Kabu right now. That's right, it is more than a book. It is a book. It is an online
winner. We are number one. But we're only number one when we're all together. And just
awesome!
Like,
look at them go! The fundraising pitchers are in really good form!
The people's monies, and then we have many monies. We're asking you to do that right now. 877-500-5266.
That was a great pass, and Justin bringing out the big gilt guns. He's been on the DL all season, and he's back with a vengeance.
And he was talking about it, the literate learning class. And the thing that I've learned from being a programmer on the station is that Portland and cable listeners in general are
homeland is available at a $60 minimum pledge. That's nothing. $0.16 a day.
It's a fumble, and he passes the pitch. And Farmer picks it up. It's good.
Tell who we're listening to right now, as well as Bill McKibben. 877-500-5266. Help us make our lives better. You're terrible about that, but it's a necessary evil that causes us to come in the middle of your listening pleasure. And
I want to thank everybody who's helped us get there. We're online at KB.
Awesome! Look at them go! The fundraising pitchers are in really good form!
Just music, your entire community carries on forever. It's easy to do. It's the right thing to do.
You can do it monthly for $30. Do it $10 a month quietly and securely, taken out of your bank account with an electronic
fund. We gladly accept your pledge of 1 hour's wage.
Amazing to hear the quality of pitching we're hearing on the field today. Oh, God, is it amazing.
So important. We have a modest goal for percentages.
One thing that I should mention is that anything that you do.
And that's what this is all about. It's a give and take between Kibu Community Radio and you, the community. Or go online. Start or renew your membership today by just merely clicking on the tip jar or calling up.
You listen to that, and pitching, God, I'm speechless. I cannot describe what I'm watching here today.
They get to come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. They get to see
here, so you're actively becoming involved.
Chewy gum and baling wire to keep the station going.
And I appreciate
15 minutes, folks, and just a minute.
5266.
We're making our decisions based on the needs of the CD, each for 6 days, based on the need to sell you something.
If you're listening on the web, you're already there. Do that.
But how we do that.
And the excitement, you can feel it in the air, folks, with just 15 minutes to go to reach our goal.
FM.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
That amounts to $0.16 a day.
5266. In the cable, we'll become a renewing member.
I'm Ani. It's my great pleasure and honor to be here.
I was driving down.
Always call 877-500-5266.
It's going to be fabulous.
And donate as your cash.
Yeah. Well, it is. So she'll
get our sustenance.
Oh, that was painful!
Out of the park! That was out of the park!
Making radio happen.
Everywhere. 500-5266. That's toll free. 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO is so important. Portland.
They're winding up. And I think they're going to go for the. Are they going for the guilt play?
To 33.
No, they're not going for the guilt play. No, that's it.
They're going for the warm and fuzzy.
This is just awful. I've seen better pitchers in a dive bar.
That just came up. We used to call.
You realize that it's in your backyard and that you can make it possible? Please, think about that. Think about
when the state song.
Smaller contributions.
Oh, wait! Are they going to the playbook? They're going to the playbook for the tried and true pitch!
Sometimes we're squeezing a lot of information into a,
Every time I listen to the blues and jazz.
500.
That's right. Some of these pitchers coming up from the minors, the double A's, they've been in training camp in Florida all winter, and now they're ready to show their stuff.
775-005-266.
Those are waiting for you when you call up to introduce yourself.
That's how I'm feeling with this program today.
I couldn't agree more. That's exactly how I feel. You always want to know what else.
And, you know,
it's great to see volunteers come on in.
One question. It's a scumbag. Will there be dead air? Will there be dead air? They're going to the phone number.
Support. Toll free. Eight their part today. They've given some food to our volunteers.
Commercial in any way, shape, or form.
877-500-5266 or online. KB.
I started doing this show. I started.
Wade is sitting here. You know, he gets a little droopy if people don't call and say thank you. This is a labor
day. End of January.
Make sure that today, 7 days a week, you'll feel so much better about the rest of your day.
Okay, now we're ready to announce the winner of today's exciting contest. The winner is a tie between you, the listeners, who called us up, and KBOO. And are you a winner? Did you call that number? Make a donation now.
You, my friend, have been listening to the Ubu Hour.
I help you for this.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Ole, ole, it's go time!
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
The bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
a little louder.
In the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Calacala Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Well, there we go, and here we are again.
Toronto with another edition of That Wacky Cha-Cha.
Wait a minute, don't talk about it. Wacky Cha-Cha, what are we talking about out here?
No, I mean it's the Tacky Cha-Cha Club. No, it's not that either. Come on. Yeah. Well, some say it's the Hippie Cha-Cha Club. But get that flower out of your hair. Come on now. All right. Yeah. Well, it's the cracked out, jacked out, blacked out, tracked out, whacked out. Okay. You caught me red-handed with my hand in the cookie jar once again. It is another edition of the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you every Monday night right here at KBOO.